This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Here at BritBox, we don't like to make a fuss, but we're now bigger, better, and prettier than ever. More new exclusive mysteries, dramas, documentaries, and comedies than a village fate has victorious sponges.
Oh, really?
More of your favourites, like Call the Midwife.
Nonata's house, midwife speaking.
And Death in Paradise. Streaming before anywhere else.
Ooh, that's nice.
But let's not make a scene. BritBox, the ultimate collection of British telly. Start your free trial today.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mariana Spring. I investigate social media at the BBC. Sometimes my job takes me deep inside murky virtual worlds. But right now, I'm standing barefoot in a freezing waterfall in the Rocky Mountains.
I think it's just super important to really connect to that high vibrational frequency of this natural spring.
But I'm not here for the wellness vibe.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
America is reeling tonight from an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
It's the presidential election this year in the US, and it hasn't exactly been quiet.
President Joe Biden has just announced that he is dropping out of the 2024 presidential race.
Joe Biden can't speak clearly.
He quit because he was losing.
Big things are happening. And before they even make the headlines, they've already taken off in the social media world.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
My mother used to say to us, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
We're effectively run in this country by a bunch of childless cat ladies.
My wife was wondering what Kamala is brat means.
During Vice President Harris's speech, Trump had a complete meltdown on Truth Social.
Make America great again!
I'll be traveling across the United States of America, from this waterfall in Colorado to Baltimore and New York, to try to understand how the online universe is shaping things in the real world, including this crucial election. I'll be investigating conspiracy theories.
But my sister had come in and told me, she's like, oh my God, Trump just got shot. I'm like, of course he did. Of course it would happen on my birthday.
To me, there's no other logical explanation. That entire thing was staged.
Disinformation.
This just got noisier. And I don't think that the volume is going to get turned down before November.
Hate.
You know, like, you literally don't know when you're going to be a victim of doxing or just, like, insane, like, social media hate.
AI fakes.
We heard the audio, like, I knew it. No one cares about the truth when the lies are entertaining.
And polarizing algorithms.
I spend too much time on social media now. It's a connection and a way to feel connected, but I don't know that it's always healthy or positive.
I can see us listening in bed.
We'll go inside the online fandoms, hoping to influence the vote.
So we're Swifties for Kamala. You know, Taylor and her music have literally taught us to speak now and be fearless, and that's what's happening.
And meet the people under threat as they try to protect democracy.
As an election worker, we are kind of the front line.
Whatever happens to misquote Barbie, it's social media's world, and the election's just living in it. For BBC Radio 4, this is Why Do You Hate Me, USA? Listen on BBC Sounds. And if you haven't yet, check out Series 1, in which I uncover extraordinary cases of online hate in the UK. Just scroll down on my feed, where you can also find my other investigative podcasts, including Mariana in Conspiracy Land and Disaster Trolls.
if there was a big red button that would just demolish the internet, I would smash that button with my forehead.
From the BBC, this is The Interface, the show that explores how tech is rewiring your week and your world.
This isn't about quarterly earnings or about tech reviews.
It's about what technology is actually doing to your work, your politics, your everyday life.
And all the bizarre ways people are using the internet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.